Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining. I hope as you listen today, you'll be inspired, uplifted, motivated in your continued pursuit of becoming a better version of yourself. As usual, I encourage you to go ahead and subscribe if you have not already done so. If you like today's content, be sure to like, comment, and share it with your friends and loved ones. Today, I want to reflect on this one important little big word, gratitude. This morning, I woke up happy. Is everything perfect in my life? No. I am happy because I have an attitude of gratitude. Is there a lot to complain about? Absolutely. But I'm being deliberate in seeing and recognizing God's goodness in my life, which includes the little and big things He has done for me, what He's doing for me, and what He will do for me. When we take a look around us, we don't even have to go far to see that so much is going wrong. Things are going wrong in our homes, in our communities, things are going wrong in the world. And if we're not careful in shifting the focus, we become unhappy and miserable people. So I am very deliberate in shifting my mind to a place of positivity, because things may not be going the way you want it to right at this very moment, but you're thankful for the things that are going well. You're thankful for all the things that have gone well for you. Social media can be a good and bad thing. There's the economic situation when we look at social media. There's the political situation. There's the environmental situation with climate change. And then there's a lifestyle of others. And if we're not careful, we continuously compare ourselves to others, and then we plunge ourselves in this place of unhappiness. We are happier people when we don't compare ourselves or our lives to others. Let them do them and you do you. Because we really don't know the old story. People show you what they want you to see. And truth be told, you may be well off than many of them. You may see somebody driving a very nice car, or traveling to exotic places, or be able to afford like really expensive clothes and jewelry. But you don't know if they're battling a disease or a sickness. You don't know if they're being abused with the partner they're with. You don't know, and your life may just be well off. You're healthy. And that is a lot to give God thanks for. Your health is your wealth. A lot of people spend a lot of time to make the wealth and then spend the wealth to sustain or maintain their health. You're healthy. That is a lot to give God thanks for. There are many people living on the street. You have a home. There are many people who don't even know what they're going to eat for their next meal. And you have choices. You go home every evening and you can choose, okay, I will eat this, or I will eat that, or I may choose not to eat anything for dinner. You have so much to be grateful for. Everything may not be working well in your work environment. Everything may not be perfect in your relationship, but you have a relationship, don't you? A lot of people are longing and praying and looking so earnestly to go into a relationship, to have someone to cuddle with at night, to have someone to have just as a companion, to watch TV with, to hold hands and walk in the park with, to go to the movies with. Some people are longing for that relationship, just to be with someone as companion. Maybe you're overthinking in your relationship. Maybe you're overreacting in your relationship. Maybe you're not giving enough credit to the person you're with and acknowledging the good that that person has done for you, or the good that person is doing for you. Maybe you're expecting too much. Maybe you're asking for too much. But if you take a step back or sit for 15 minutes and look at the good that is working in this relationship, or look at the good in this person I'm with, then you'll be more grateful, perhaps. So you have a relationship, but maybe you're not treating that relationship well. Well, I'm not speaking to those who are in an abusive relationship now. We're talking about you having a good partner, and you just maybe you're not recognizing the good that you have. There's a scriptural text that says, in everything give thanks,
for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. It did not say for everything give thanks. It says in everything give thanks. God may not have put you in the situation that you're currently in. However, a blessing can come from it. Look for the lesson. He's trying to teach you something. He may be trying to prepare you for something or for someone. He's perhaps preparing you for the next level of your life, whether it be a job or a relationship, or to be a tower of strength to somebody who's going to need you. And so the attitude determines the altitude. An attitude of gratitude brings blessing. An attitude of gratitude makes us happier people. Did you remember to tell God thanks for waking you up this morning? Psalms 118 verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Daniel chapter 2 verse 23 says, "I thank and praise you, God of our ancestors. You have given me wisdom, power. You have made known to me what we ask of you." Have you given God thanks for answered prayers? Give him thanks today. Give him thanks if he has come through for you. If he has not yet come through on your prayers, give him thanks in advance, because he is going to do his best for you. Philippians 4 verse 6 and 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but make your request known with thanksgiving to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." So to begin with, don't be anxious about anything. And whatever is concerning you, talk to God about it. And then when you talk to God about it, say, "God, thank you for the outcome." The thanks that you're giving in advance is saying, "God, I trust you. I trust that you're going to come through. And whatever the outcome is, I trust that it will be your best." So with that in mind, God gives you peace. You're content because you know that God is working out things for you. We are not where we want to be at the moment, but we're thankful. We have life. I am thankful. Be thankful. The more thankful we are, the more we get things and more blessings to be thankful for. Colossians 4 verse 2 says, "Devote yourselves to prayer. Be watchful and thankful." Pray about everything. Be aware of what's happening around you and stay happy. Stay positive. Stay thankful. God bless you. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. Join me again next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.